entertaining, new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
And good snowy morning, everybody.
Hey,
I'm Sherry Marcucci from the Palace Theater, and happy to be with you for the next 50 minutes for Your Palace, Your Place. And you know, I don't know if I ever really talk about why we call it Your Palace, Your Place. And the simple reason is the Palace Theater here in Waterbury, Connecticut is a place for everyone. It's open for everyone. It's not only an entertainment venue, but it's a community gathering place. And our radio show, the first and third Fridays of every Friday morning, is the place to find out all the latest goings on about entertainment all over the greater Waterbury region, as well as the state, to find out about, you know, kind of the pop culture things that are going on, what people are paying attention to, what's trending, and of course, to hear about some great food from our restaurant partners. And this morning, we do have one of our partners with us, and I'll get to Joey in just a second. I do want to give a shout out to our friends up in the northwest corner, up there in Torrington. The Warner, we have some friends that are opening tomorrow night in Rock of Ages, and we want to just say break a leg, all of you guys. That's such a great, fun show. I know Sharon Wilcox and her crew have been working diligently, and I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful community theater production. And I know Allison's daughter, Alexa Ray, yes, is in the production as well, so special shout out to her as well.
You know, the first time I saw the show was your tour that came to the Palace. It was terrific. I never saw it in New York.
Okay.
Saw it at the Palace. Loved it. So I'm looking forward to seeing it again.
It's a fun show. I saw it twice in New York. Once with...
that Greek guy.
That Greek... Constantine Morrell.
That's the one.
Something or other.
Yeah.
and then I saw it again. And it's just, you know, it's just fun. The music is great. The story is funny, really. It's really making fun of that time period in its own way. But it feels... features the songs that a lot of us grew up with. So anyway, shout out to them. Have a wonderful run with your production. This weekend opens tomorrow night and next weekend. And now, without any further ado, I want to say good morning to our dear friend, Joey D'Amelio from D'Amelio's Italian Eatery.
Good morning.
Good morning, Joey. Joey, I love him. First of all, as I said to you both this morning, Tom, you are a happy guy. You are one happy guy. But Joey has you. He's neck and neck with you because he has a smile that could light up any room. And he's just full of joy. And I love to be around people like you. And I know that's what you and your brother bring, of course, to your establishment. And I think people respond to that. Your food is fabulous.
Thank you.
But you know what? If you had fabulous food and you had, you know, kind of grumpy people around serving and that wouldn't be fun. Your place is fun. So thank you. And thank you for braving the weather this morning. By the way, it's not quite as bad. I mean, for those of you who know me, I am not a big bad weather driver or winter weather driver, and never drove on the highways for about 20 years until about 7 years ago. Got over that hump. So, you know, I always catch my breath, but got a Nissan Rogue this year. Thank you very much, Blasius Used Cars. I love it. And give a shout out to them. Anyway, made it, no problem. So, Joey, I told you to come and talk today about the upcoming special holiday.
Valentine's, Sweetheart Day.
Valentine's. And I, you know, like I said, you're so happy all the time. You and your wife, I know, you know, what a lovely couple you are.
Thank you, Sherry.
And, you know, you work together with your brother and his family and your mom. And there is that love. I mean, I think Valentine's Day, we always think of just romance. But you bring a whole other element of love to what you do.
Family, sure.
Yes.
It's all about family. You know? So this year we're fortunate. Valentine lands on Saturday. On Sunday. So we'll be able to celebrate it Saturday night. It'll be all the couples, all the sweethearts. You know, the perfect, ambiance. The lovers' ambiance.
Yes.
And then Sunday, we'll open because it's Valentine's Day, and according to the looking at the reservations, it's all, you know, 10 tops, 14 tops, 12 tops. So that's what we thrive on. So that means, you know, the father's taking out all four of his children and their wives and their children, and we love that. We thrive on that.
And I think that's really what's nice. You know, Valentine's Day, of course, it's it became a holiday that you think of romantic love, but it's also, and I always said this too to my own husband, like, if we did go out alone, I always felt a little guilty because my sons, I wanted them. They're my loves too. So what you're doing to encourage that family time together on a Sunday, and you're normally not open Sundays.
Correct.
So everybody pay attention to this. D'Amelio's Italian Eatery is open Sunday, Valentine's Day, two sittings, right?
Yeah.
And you told me something interesting about your pacing and how many people and how many sittings. Talk about that.
Right, well, normally, let's say traditionally the New Year's Eve, so you'll do three sittings. Some people do, you know, early bird at 4 all the way serving till 9:30, 10 o'clock. We're totally the opposite. So we're just going to do two sittings, a 1 o'clock and a 4 o'clock. So Sunday lunch and then Sunday early dinner.
Okay.
So we can go home, you know, spend the rest of the day with our families. Also, we'll get out of there at a decent, reasonable time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the families are done by that time.
But what's nice is you're not rushing people through their meal.
Right. The normal restaurateur will say, are you crazy? You know, turn the table again.
Yeah.
Let's fill it. Let everybody have a great time. Enjoy the food, take the rest of the food home, eat the dessert home, and we're happy.
And that's a real Italian, tradition, because so much happens at the table, and it's, you savor every course, you're talking, you're serving wine, and everybody's, having a wonderful time. And I love that your restaurant just takes that family tradition and brings it right out into the business that you operate. I think that's wonderful. That's nice.
Yeah, that's what it's all about, is family.
Yeah. And it gives people that chance to really enjoy their food and ooh and ah. And speaking of enjoying food, okay, so Joe, it's right before Valentine's Day. Let's, bring something that really, will induce that romantic feeling when you sit down to eat. And boy, I'll tell you, Tom and I were like, when we took a little sneak bite of this delicious.
I finished mine already.
You finished? Well, here's more.
It's
here,
so
come on.
Good.
Mangia, Tommy.
It's romantic. It's so good.
Okay, I'm passing it to you. This is one of your signature dishes, is the sacchettini.
Correct.
Now, this sacchettini is special because why?
Because a little twist, and it's Valentine's and lobster, and everybody loves lobster. So this is a lobster-filled sacchettini, and we serve it with shrimp and asparagus, and of course our signature pink champagne sauce. Very light, very delicate.
It's so good.
Thank you.
This is, I love food. No secret.
We're
there.
Italian.
Well, okay, we'll pretend I am, but I love food anyway. This with the lobster in it, I mean, this is so succulent is the word.
And delicious. And, best breakfast ever.
Well, it's got protein. That's a good start. excuse me, you're listening to me, chew here. But so it's got the lobster in it. And
so
what
good.
Else did you say?
And there's six cheeses.
Oh.
A little hint of gorgonzola cheese in there. And then we'll top it with the jumbo shrimp, asparagus, and our signature pink champagne sauce.
So did you hear that, everybody? It's stuffed with lobster and four cheeses. So right there, it's rich and dreamy and so good. Mm. And then he tops it with shrimp and asparagus. And so right away, my eyes are tearing. It's just so... So luscious. So that's one of your, dishes that will be on the menu for both your Saturday evening Valentine's menu.
And Sunday, correct.
And Sunday on Valentine's Day itself. But you've also brought along your menu. You want to talk about some of the other entrees and...
Sure. So we're going to run our normal menu, our house menu, and then we try to make some real, some nice, appealing specials.
Okay.
All, about love and romance and the ambiance, and that's what it's all about. So we, of course, jumbo shrimp cocktail, we serve big, huge UH shrimp. Okay, my favorite appetizer is gamberi con prosciutto with his jumbo shrimp asparagus with mozzarella wrapped in Parma prosciutto.
Oh,
and sautéed, and then it's over sautéed spinach.
Oh my God, that's delicious.
That's my favorite appetizer. Wow.
Yeah, I can understand why that would be.
And then, you know, we'll lighten it up a little bit, and so a twist to the normal caprese salad, we're going to do it over grilled eggplant.
Mm, that's a nice twist.
It is. Yeah. It's really light. And then the main course is, of course, the lobster-filled sacchettini that you're having. We're going to do a rack of lamb. Everybody loves Apollo Giovanni. We're going to figure this time we'll give my brother a treat. We'll name it after Giovanni.
We don't want him to feel left out here.
Right. So that's a boneless chicken breast with picked lobster meat.
Okay.
Mozzarella, roasted peppers.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that's a real nice special. And we'll stuff salmon for the health conscience.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the stuffing is butter and crackers and real crab, and it's awesome. And then I'm going to do a New York strip pop-off.
You know what I noticed, too, about this menu? It's because eating and food is a pleasure. And there's also a pleasure in the visual and how it's presented. And there's so much color in the menu, the items, the ingredients that are worked into these dishes as you present them.
Right.
That, you know, again, it's visual. You're kind of putting somebody in that mood of having a good time and just, you know, all those sensual things we feel, we taste, we touch. That's, you know, what eating is about, and eating certainly in a good restaurant.
Sure. We spoke about this before. I never went to culinary school. My culinary school was University of Mama. You know, she taught us everything, you know.
U of M-A-M-A.
Exactly. So we have fun with it. So, you know, we'll go to different places. My brother will go on vacation, and I have a great staff, Marcel and the crew. And we get as creative as we can, you know. Just try to keep it simple. You know, less is more, and food definitely works.
Yeah,
you know, definitely works with the food.
And but you have fun. You have just the fact that you said, and we get creative. I mean, what a joy to do something you love with the people you love around you, and you're all having a good time. I mean, just like any business, you know, I'm sure there's times where you're like, oh, how are we going to ever make this all work together? But it does. And when you're with people you care about, it seems like, I don't know, it's like a real team effort, like, because you're all in it for the same reason, for the family.
Well, like, so my wife, Roseanne, she works in, so Sunday, Valentine's is Sunday, so I'm like, listen, I'm going to have a real nice date. She's like, really? I said, yeah, wear something really, really nice. I said, pick me up at the restaurant. I'm just luring her in, she's going to be working at the restaurant Sunday. So we'll have our date night, you know, and it works.
That's cute. And your wife is a doll, Justine D'Amelio. She's a great lady.
Roseanne is my wife, Justine. Is Johnny's wife.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What's your wife?
Roseanne.
I'm sorry. I do that all the time. Roseanne, and I apologize. But she's so friendly, and you two are so cute together.
Thank you.
And I just, you know, again, it's all about working together and having a shared goal, shared dreams. And, you know, someday you'll pass the baton maybe to some of the younger members of the D'Amelio family, maybe. Who knows?
We'll see.
Although, if your mother's any testament, of course, that never happens in that family. They just keep working and. She's something else.
She had her knee replaced, and so she goes to therapy 3 times a week.
Okay.
And first stop after therapy is there and limping with her cane and
God bless
pointing
her.
The cane. This got to be done. This got to be done. This got to be done. I'm like, look at my sister.
That's great. That's great. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention that D'Amelio's Italian Eatery is one of the 12 now entrees and encores restaurants that partner with the Palace Theater. We work together to promote one another's business, and you know, the Palace, certainly the dinner and a show aspect. If you're coming to a Palace show, and although we don't have a show Valentine's weekend, we do have opening the following weekend, February 19th and 20th, the national tour of Saturday Night Fever. And that show, I'm sure you'll be busy those nights as well before the show. And then after the show, on the Friday and Saturday night performances, the Palace has something special planned. We're actually going to turn the Poli Club into a little disco inferno with a disco ball, and have some of the cast will come and join us and show us the real moves, and of us will try to replicate our old moves if we can still do them. And so, you know, if you still got those platform shoes, bring them along.
White suit and black shirt, we know.
Yeah, black silk shirt, the dog tags, and you know, we can have some fun with that. So That's coming up too. So again, I just want to tell you who our restaurant partners are. In addition to D'Amelio's Italian Eatery, we have DiOrio's, La Tavola, which is your next door neighbor up there on Highland Avenue, Nino's out in the East End, and then San Marino's right downtown here, Pies and Pints, also downtown, Spartan over in the west side of town, Tiramisu back over in the East End, Vasi's on Watertown Avenue in Waterbury, and two of our newest additions, Verdi over at the Western Hills Golf Course now. They are doing phenomenal business. And a brand new partner of ours is Mojo Nuevo Latino Cuisine, and what a lovely restaurant that is. And Addie over there, Salazar, I believe is her last name, great young woman, entrepreneur, and doing some really creative things with a Latin twist. A beautiful, beautiful restaurant. So anyway, we're glad to have all of our partners working with us and helping.
I may add a sort of
yes, absolutely.
If you could see how well that this partnership works, how... Listen, if I'm completely booked, let's go see Tony. Go see Vasi.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable how well we all get along. You know, my cousin Tony at Verdi's.
Yeah.
You know, give him a little plug. It's really, really cool.
It is. And you know why? Because in Waterbury, we have that special thing that everybody works to help one another. We really do. It's kind of that kind of a town. And I think that's what's special about it. Everybody's a friend and a cousin, a cucin or something, you know, gumad. And,
yeah.
Oh, and, well, not that kind of a gumad. Well, maybe. Anyway, everybody's connected. You know, I coined a phrase. I have to say it. Okay, this is my phrase I coined for Waterbury. If you're from Waterbury, you're either dated, mated, related, or sometimes hated.
Love it.
Because everybody's connected. So anyway.
Sometimes all four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Tom, you're ooing and on over there on the dessert side, and I don't want to because let's face it, the closing act in a meal, the one that seals the deal a lot of the times, especially on Valentine's Day, besides the lovely wines and liqueurs and all that, is dessert.
Yes.
And Joey, I have to tell you, you just did me in between the entree, which I'm a pasta girl all the way, and anytime you can mix some good seafood into it, I'm all over that.
It's awesome.
But you brought Tom's favorite dish, but unbeknownst to you, you brought my favorite. So I'm just going to pop a little piece of tiramisu, homemade tiramisu. Yeah?
Yes, yes. My mom's.
Okay, by Mama.
Total credit, Mama D's.
Mama
D's. Mama D's.
I just had Mama D's icebox cake. It is awesome. It brings back memories, you know? It's just wonderful. Mm.
Oh, this is so good. And, you know, it's got everything going for it, the cocoa on top and the liqueur and the mascarpone and the coffee flavor. This is like, and it just melts in your mouth. I love this. So, listen, if you're listening, and you are obviously, and you're looking for, where are we going to go? Well, I certainly want you to think about any of the entrees and encores restaurants. And a special shout out right now to Joey and Johnny from D'Amelio's Italian Eatery. You know, go with your, you know, main squeeze on Saturday night and then bring the family back on Sunday. So, you know, you got it. You got everything covered that way. Joey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for
you're
having me.
You're a doll, and I love when you're here. You just bring sunshine into wherever you are. So thank you.
You're welcome,
and
sir.
If you're listening,
so
it's D'Amelio's Italian Eatery, Highland Avenue in Waterbury. Make your reservations. What's the number?
203-755-0261.
Or online, right?
Or online, correct.
Okay.
But please call. We'd rather you call.
Okay, call. And I'm telling you, on Facebook, Joey is a prolific social media guy. He's all over, and I love that about him. So, you know, you're going to enjoy it. I guarantee it. I guarantee you will enjoy any meal you choose up there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Joey. And we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the star of the upcoming Saturday Night Fever coming to the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut. So stay tuned.
Waterbury Palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
The end of the Medicare Advantage disenrollment period is right around the corner. Hi, this is Daryl from Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging, a nonprofit that provides free and unbiased information to seniors and younger persons with disabilities. If you are not satisfied with your Medicare Advantage plan, now is the time to return to Original Medicare. You have between January 1st and February 14th to switch from a Medicare Advantage plan back to Original Medicare and enroll in a Part D prescription plan. After February 14th, you are subject to stay with the current Medicare Advantage plan until the next open enrollment period in October. For more information on open enrollment periods for types of plans, call Western Connecticut Area Agency on Aging at 1-800-994-9422 or 203-757-5449.
We're having a party here. We're eating food we shared with Allison. We're having pasta and dessert. And
it could have a sideline.
Yeah. Sherry's here. We're having a good time. We'll be right back with all that information and more here with Entrees and Encores. So far, the entrees have been awesome. It is 9:32, and we have 32 degrees here at WATR.
This time and temperature is brought to you by the Savings Bank of Danbury. Get your mortgage done your way at Savings Bank of Danbury. Apply online at sbdanbury.com. Savings Bank of Danbury, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Tom. Our weather a little wintry this morning. We have a wave of low pressure going by our region to the south and east. Snow falling across the region. Most of the snow activity is going to be on grassy surfaces, and it will be over by midday today. We do have a winter weather advisory for our region till noon. Here in the Waterbury area, snow this morning, tapering off and ending, turning partly sunny, breezy, colder this afternoon. 34 to 38, snowfall 1 to 3 inches. Clear cold tonight, 18 to 24, and mostly sunny, 35 to 40. Tomorrow, sunny Sunday, low 40s and more clouds, 30 to 35 Monday. Tuesday, snow likely 35. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
Experience Oasis Open MRI at Naugatuck Valley Radiology. The Oasis brings you comfortable, fear-free, high-quality, high-field imaging. A true open MRI means no more claustrophobic tunnels and no more constricting tubes. It means the ability to hold a loved one's hand during the scan to remove any anxious feelings. High-field MRI means the highest image quality so your doctor can make the best diagnosis. Choose Naugatuck Valley Radiology and Oasis High Field Open MRI for the comfort you want and the quality your doctor needs. So when your doctor recommends an MRI, ask for Oasis. Now available at Naugatuck Valley Radiology. To schedule an appointment in our prospect office, call 203-758-7700 or find out more by visiting our website, nvranet.com. Naugatuck Valley Radiology. Less wait, less worry. Your Oasis is closer than you think.
1320 WATR 934. Time for more entrees and encores here with Sherry.
Entertaining new possibilities.
The Palace Theater, your palace, your place.
Shows for the whole family.
Waterbury Palace, your palace.
Oh,
your
I'm
place.
Laughing because I was Waterbury Sherry was trying on different sets of different pairs of headsets and giving me various different signals. And it was very funny. We should have a video camera, Sherry, in studio. Anyway, welcome back, Sherry Marcucci.
And thank you so much, Tom. We are having just way too much fun this morning. And I'm excited now because we have online the gentleman who plays the lead role of Tony Manero in the upcoming Webster Broadway series production of Saturday Night Fever, coming to the Palace Theater right here in Waterbury, February 19th and 20th. And the gentleman who is playing Tony is actor Matthew Baker. Good morning, Matthew.
Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm good. We're having a great time. We're talking about all things love this morning because, of course, Valentine's Day is, you know, a week out from here. And so we had one of our restaurant partners on. And now we're going to talk about Saturday Night Fever. And that is
yes,
so
indeed.
Hot. about love and love lost and all kinds of things. So first of all, I want to say thank you for getting up this morning. I'm assuming you might have had a show last night somewhere.
Absolutely. Yes, we did. Yeah.
Okay. So I know that, you know, getting up for these advanced press interviews with radio and morning TV shows can sometimes be a little bit of a, you know, you're tired, but I do appreciate when people are able to do that.
No worries at all. Yeah, we're on the road every day, so we kind of used to it by now.
Now, you know, I love talking to you right now because those who are listening, you might have already picked up that Matthew has a nice little accent from the other side of the pond, as they say. You're from England, right?
Indeed, I am. I'm from the southeast of England, yeah.
So how did a nice guy from the southeast of England end up playing a guy from Brooklyn, New York?
Well, I've lived here for about 3 months now, but I got married to a wonderful New Yorker, and we met about 4 years ago, and so now I live in New York. But so I guess my story is pretty parallel to that of Tony Manero, you know, breaking out of the normal and moving to Manhattan, and that's exactly what I've done. So I can say I can I have a shared interest with Mr. Tony Manero.
And that is your passion for dance?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. first and foremost, I guess, Tony Manero, he's the boogeyman, you know, he's the disco diva in the dance club. You know, and he's just stuck in his everyday life and trying to break out. And obviously that's not the same as myself, but, you know, we definitely have the shared interest there.
Well, you know, I think what's interesting when we think of an actor and we think of like an actor from the States who can do a British accent or they can do a Southern accent, or we never think, well, people from the other side of the pond can also do American dialects. And that's your resume. You have quite a variety of dialects that you do in some of the parts you've played.
Yeah, it's always been a passion of mine to do accent work. You know, we grow up watching movies, and mostly American movies, really, you know. So I kind of, you go to the complete extent of almost mimicking the accent itself, and then you kind of bring it back a little bit. But, you know, watching these kind of movies growing up, I mean, dare I say, Goodfellas and really kind of end of the end of the line kind of accents, you know. It really actually does help to bring that to your own voice, you know, and then you can kind of tame it down a little bit. But it's definitely good fun. It's a character, you know. You're definitely playing a different person when you're on that stage.
And, of course, that's what being an actor is. And you've had quite a breadth of experience. As I reviewed a little bit of your bio, you've done roles in Sweeney Todd, in Mary Poppins, which, of course, your ability to take on the accent was probably much more natural. You played Bert, which...
Yeah, that's a bit more close to home, yeah.
And you've done shows on Disney Cruise Line and Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines.
Yeah.
What's your favorite role that you've played so far?
Oh, I don't know. Honestly, I think I have to say this role.
Oh.
There's so much involved in Tony Manero's life. It's, you know, the whole stories. You know, you've got heartbreak, you've got friendships, you've got family problems, but also, you know, there's that grounding of knowing where you come from and where you're going to. So it's such an emotional journey that Tony Manero goes through, and it never stops. You know what I mean? There's always a big loop going on. So for me, like that self, trying to find yourself during the performance, it's always different every time. And that's what I love about this role, that you're never going to have the same performance twice. And that's a wonderful thing to have.
Now, I have to ask an obvious question. You know, I'm sure you've seen the movie Saturday Night Fever. And, you know, John Travolta certainly is a big personality and so identified with this role. So how does an actor approach something like that and turn what's an iconic character into their own interpretation of the role? Or do you do that?
Sure. Well, it's funny, I'm pretty polar opposite, you know. We're, like you said originally, we're from the opposite end of the earth. But, it's, you know, having the audiences that we have, we've noticed that, you know, you definitely have three types of audience. You have a musical theater audience. You have the audience members that want to come in just to watch something that's somewhat signifies the movie. Mm-hmm. And then you've got audience members that just love the music of the Bee Gees in the 70s, you know, so they're... So you have to appeal to every single audience member. And those ones that are going to appreciate the movie more, you have to have isms of John Travolta in there, you know, so that they can relate to it and remember who you are. Because as soon as that music comes on, that Staying Alive, Bee Gees music, they're going to need to know who that guy is walking down stage. And so I try and keep, you know, the little bop walk that he has in the beginning of the movie, I try and keep that in. And some of his little... I know, got the little teasers, you know, that he has with his hair and everything like that.
Sure.
There's definitely things that I've depicted from the movie, but also, you know, I want to stay grounded to myself, and I still want to put my own stamp on who I think Tony Manero really is. So, yeah. I went to the extent of going into Bay Ridge a couple of years back, and looking at the Manero house that's still standing, still there in Bay Ridge. I went to the pizza place in the movie, the dance studio, everything that was in the movies is still there. The hardware shop that he goes into, that he works at, everything's still there, and it was quite euphoric to be in the place at the time, and you can kind of set your mind back a few years to imagine what it was like back then. So that was good. That was very handy to do.
Sure. So, I mean, that's really a balancing act. And, you know, it takes an accomplished professional comfortable with their craft and knows how to, as you said, turn a role and make it so that people... especially when so recognized. So people get what some have come to see, but yet you still bring your own, as you said, stamp and put your own stamp onto it. So, I mean, that's the measure of an actor who can do that. I'm excited to see your performance based on this interview. I mean, you know, the show is fun. The show's music is fun. It does have a serious message, a serious tone. Yeah. There are some things that happen, and I don't think there's too many people listening that don't know what the story is. So, you know, it's almost a classic coming of age story in some ways.
Absolutely.
Not different than, you know, things, you know, those books that we all read as young, you know, high schoolers and about coming of age. And so I think that's transcends time and place. You know, the music gives it that special, you know, feel for the time period that is represented, which is the 70s. And, you know, the music is phenomenal. I mean, that was my heyday. I still might have one of my disco dresses hanging in the closet somewhere, although I don't think
I still got the moves as well.
I hope so, but I don't know. We'll see. We're actually having a disco party after the evening performances that you and the rest of the cast have been invited to attend. To attend, and that'll be fun, and then you can really judge whether or not I still have the moves or not.
Absolutely.
Matthew, and thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
You're my pleasure, really. We're looking forward to you and the rest of the cast next week, which is February 19th and 20th, coming to the Palace Theater in Waterbury, Connecticut for the national tour of Saturday Night Fever. Matthew, take care. Have a good
rest of your
tour, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
Thank you. Take care. Have a great day.
Thank you. You as well. And we are going to take a quick break. And we'll be back with Joseph Harrison from Broadway World. Stay tuned.
Your palace, your place. Waterbury Palace Theater. Your palace, your place.
There's a good feeling you get when you start taking care of yourself. keeping up with your doctor and dentist visits, exercising more and eating right, and keeping up with your overall wellness. Hello, this is Dan Satani, owner of Visobello Day Spa and Massage Therapy Center in Middlebury, Connecticut. As we find ourselves getting older, many people have come to find massage therapy as a remedy for their pain, their stress, and anxieties. Many of our clients are even finding that their insurance companies will cover most, if not all, of their massage therapy sessions if prescribed by a doctor. And all our therapists at Visobello are licensed with the state of Connecticut. At Visobello Day Spa, we have a commitment-free monthly massage membership that makes massage therapy extremely affordable. If the time is right for you to go that extra yard for yourself and experience the benefit of an affordable, worthwhile massage therapy program, visit us online at visobello.com or call us for more information at 203-598-7525. Remember, not enrolling in our membership only hurts the one we love, you.
Be sure to tune in every Sunday morning following Jimmy Stir and Fox News at 9 a.m. for the Zembrowski Family Polka Hour, featuring Nathaniel Zembrowski, continuing the polka tradition on WATR 1320 a.m. and brought to you by the Naugatuck Valley Memorial Fitzgerald Zembrowski Funeral Home at 240 North Main Street in Naugatuck. Call 203-729-4187 or find them on the web at naugatuckvalleymemorial.com. Listen this Sunday on WATR 1320 and WATR.com.
It's the sizzling 70s. The music is hot, the beat is contagious, and the fever is burning like never before. Saturday Night Fever, the movie sensation, is now a smash hit Broadway musical. Time magazine raves, it's a blast. Fever lights up the stage. Don't miss Broadway's hottest dance musical, Saturday Night Fever.
Coming to Waterbury's Palace Theater February 19th and 20th. For tickets, go to palacetheaterct.org.
We were just talking about that here with Sherry Marcucci and her guest. 9:47, a little bit of snow out there, still 32 degrees at WATR.
You're one of a kind. You deserve more than a one-size-fits-all mortgage. Savings Bank of Danbury will customize your mortgage to fit your unique situation. Whether you're buying your first home, dream home, or refinancing your current one, get your mortgage done your way anywhere you want. In person, by phone, online, or in your home. Stop by any of our 13 branches or apply online at sbdanbury.com. Savings Bank of Danbury. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good morning, Tom. Our weather a little wintry this morning. We have a wave of low pressure going by our region to the south and east. Snow falling across the region. Most of the snow activity is going to be on grassy surfaces, and it will be over by midday today. We do have a winter weather advisory for our region till noon. Here in the Waterbury area, snow this morning, tapering off and ending, turning partly sunny, breezy, colder this afternoon. 34 to 38, snowfall 1 to 3 inches. Clear cold tonight, 18 to 24, and mostly sunny, 35 to 40 tomorrow. Sunny Sunday, low 40s, and more clouds, 30 to 35 Monday. Tuesday, snow likely, 35. This is WATR meteorologist Bill Jacquemin.
32 degrees currently here in Waterbury at WATR. Good morning. Sherry Marcucci, your hostess, up next once again with Entrees and Encores. Go ahead, Sherry.
Thanks, Tom. And we're back with your Palace, Your Place. And for those who are just tuning in, that's a show that's presented and produced by the Palace Theater right here in Waterbury, Connecticut. And if you're interested in anything you've been hearing this morning about upcoming shows or want to know more about us, go on to our website at palacetheaterct.org or give us a call at 203-346-2000. Our box office is open today and we'll be opening in about 10 minutes. And now I'm happy to have on the line again a gentleman who has been contributing some segments to our show this season, Joseph Harrison, one of the regional editors for Broadway World. Good morning, Joseph.
Good morning, Sherry. How are you?
I'm great. And thank you again for, you know, this was kind of smart on our part because as we were planning the show for this edition, one of the things Joseph said, do you think I could call in because he doesn't live nearby? And I said, oh, of course, we can certainly have your information and have a chat by phone. No problem. Well, as it turned out, that was kind of prophetic and a good thing we did that. So I'm happy
yes.
that you didn't have to travel here be with us. But thank you for being with us on the phone. So, Joseph, I know you came to our theater in Waterbury for the first time when we had our national tour of Ragtime. And a couple of weeks ago, what did you think of the theater?
It was amazing. I mean, I was amazed at how beautiful the theater is, just the theater itself. That's, I think, quite breathtaking, the decor and the way that it's been preserved. My daughter was with me, and we both were marveling at how gorgeous so much of the theater is inside and out. But the production was absolutely phenomenal as well. We just thoroughly enjoyed it, and that was a great first show. The first show to see, because it's so emotional and exciting and engaging. So,
thank you. And in fact, in today's Republican American newspaper, there was a very nice editorial letter written by a gentleman, Mr. Blake, who came to see that production and gave it some well-deserved praise. It was just such a moving production. So, Joseph, what can you tell us? What's going on? You know, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about was how 2 weeks ago when actually we had the big snowstorm and Broadway went dark that night, and that was unusual, wasn't it?
Yes, it was, and it's actually quite appropriate with the snow falling outside to be talking about that. it was unusual. I think some people were calling it unprecedented. Wasn't quite unprecedented, because Broadway has closed in the past for storms. I think they did for Hurricane Sandy a few years ago, and then I think another snowstorm back in 2012. But it is very unusual, because most often, even with heavy snowfall, they will still, the show will go on, as they say. And so,
absolutely.
So this was, this, yeah.
No, go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say this was unusual because of how late they made the call. I think if any of the news stories, I think they made the call at around 1 p.m. and there were 2 p.m. matinees. So in a lot of cases, actors were backstage, audiences were headed to the theater.
Sure.
The tech crews had all come in, a lot of them coming from the outer boroughs, et cetera. So it was. A very unique experience, and I think one thing that was particularly bad for some audience members is if you think about some of these hit shows like Hamilton and Book of Mormon that are impossible to get tickets. Mm-hmm. People who had tickets for that night, or that those two performances pretty much lost out.
Yes.
And many of the people who thought they might have a chance to get tickets standing in line in the snow also missed out as well. So it was probably the right thing because of safety, but it's
always a conundrum. And for us, I mean, we had Ragtime that weekend, that Saturday, and we obviously don't call whether the shows are there, they're going to go on, and unless our governor totally shuts the state down and says,
Right.
The state is shut down completely. When he says things like stay off the road, that's not shutting the show down, the state down, rather. And so it is one of those conundrums. And of course, people don't always, if you're not in the industry, you may not understand why or why not things happen the way they do. But, it's unfortunate, but it's part of any business. You have unforeseen circumstances, and you have to make the calls that seem most appropriate. And in our case, it was, the show went on, and
it was interesting that weekend was also the first ever Broadway Con, which was a convention modeled after Comic Con, and so there were so many theater fans from around the country, or maybe even around the world, who had come into New York for that.
Yes.
And I think, even most likely had tickets for shows. So not only was it probably a hit for, standard theater goers, but unfortunately, so many of these, I think a lot of young people too, had come into town to see it. So.
Absolutely. It's you know, we had a funny thing occur for us because somebody called who lived in New York City, said, I have tickets to your show and I want to come, but I cannot get out of my city to get there because there's no way to get there.
Right.
You know? So
yeah.
That's kind of an unusual thing. And, you know, that storm was weird, too, because, you know, it was and, you know, what we ended up with was nothing like what New York ended up with and,
yeah.
you know, other parts
yeah.
of the country. What are the must-see show? And Joseph, by the way, as an editor for Broadway World, you're privy to lots of information and, you know, hearing about things, reviewing shows, you know, getting that insider information. So you have the street cred, as they say. So when I ask you, what are some of the must-see shows that are coming to Connecticut theaters or, you know, playing in Connecticut theaters, you
yeah.
know, in the next couple of weeks, what shows can you recommend to our listeners, besides, of course, what's coming to the Palace Theater in a couple
sure.
weeks?
Well, I was going to start with that, of course, but besides that, you know, there's a number of shows that are playing, either playing now or coming soon in the area. So the Warner Theater in Torrington is about to open Rock of Ages,
yep.
the musical, tomorrow night, and I'm going to see that, so I'm looking forward to it. I know Seven Angels there in Waterbury has a very interesting world premiere opening February 18th, which is a play called Burning Desire, and it's actually written and starring Lou Diamond Phillips.
That's right.
So,
that's exciting. I've seen a lot of Facebook pictures. He's still
yes.
hunky looking.
So that's quite interesting, and I think will be really really great addition to the theater landscape. The Landmark Community Theater in Thomaston at the Thomaston Opera House, they're mm-hmm. doing Glass Menagerie at the end of the month.
Love that.
Yeah, interestingly too, the Bushnell in Hartford next week has A.R. Gurney's Love Letters with Ryan O'Neill and Alan McGraw.
You know, I said to my husband last night, I wouldn't mind seeing that because, you know, Love Story was the movie when I was like in seventh or
yes.
eighth grade. And Ellie McGraw is like, we all wanted to be her, you know, and Ryan O'Neill, of course, was the heartthrob. So it would be interesting to see them together in that production.
Yeah, I think it's quite a unique thing. Plus, with A.R. Gurney being a Connecticut playwright, it's going to be quite a good mix. So I think that's great. And then Playhouse on Park in West Hartford is also doing a show that's got really good reviews, The Chosen. So lots of really good stuff either playing to now or coming in the coming weeks. So, as always, never at a loss for good theater here
never
in the area.
Never at a loss. Joseph, you know, I can't believe it. I have 2 minutes left, but I do want to get, I want you to give us one little gossipy tidbit from Broadway. Any new news or any juicy stuff you could pass on before we have to close our show here?
Sure. So I'll give you two that are pure rumors, so don't quote me on it. First of all, and this will might appeal to a certain demographic, there are rumors that the SpongeBob musical will be coming to Broadway, and it's opening. It's previewing in Chicago. I am amazed at this list of musical artists who are contributing songs. Steven Tyler and Joe Perry from Aerosmith, The Flaming Lips, John Legend, Lady Antebellum, Panic at the Disco, T.I., They Might Be Giants. I mean,
is this geared to
yeah.
kids? Is this aimed to reach kids, or is this an adult musical?
Nobody knows yet. My guess is they will probably try to appeal to everyone, kids
okay.
and kids at heart. But with that pedigree, that should be. That was the most interesting piece that I read about in the last weeks because it's so different. So
okay.
we'll see.
Okay. All right. So that's one to keep our ears and eyes open for, SpongeBob the musical. Joseph, I have to say goodbye to you for this segment of Your Palace, Your Place, and I thank you so much. And if you're listening and you're intrigued and you want to find out more about what you've heard today, please go to the Palace Theater's website, palacetheaterct.org, or give us a call at the Palace Theater box office, 203-346-2000. And don't forget, next weekend is Valentine's Day. Do something you love with someone you love. And don't forget to get your tickets to Saturday Night Fever coming to the Palace Theater in 2 weekends. Have a great weekend and stay tuned for